Now with me online, I have Kevin Branigan, and he's going to tell us about a job expo that they're holding in Galway coming up shortly. Good morning, Kevin.
Hi there, good morning.
Not such a great morning here, a bit drizzly and dull, but sure, that's January for you. Now, today's apparently Blue Monday, where everyone's feeling a bit sad, but if they could manage to get a job and get out of things, that would definitely improve things. So you've set up a job expo in Galway.
Yes, we're running the Jobs Expo Galway. It takes place on the 16th of February, Saturday the 16th of February, and we're at the Galway Racecourse. And it's our fifth time being to Galway in the last 3 years. And really, for anybody who's searching for a job, we have some of the largest employers in the west of Ireland who'll be in attendance for people from the west and from Galway in particular, who are looking for new opportunities.
So is this jobs across the board, or is there a particular type of industry that would be more focusing on?
Well, it's all jobs across the board, but in particular, medical, pharma, IT are the really big areas, STEM as well, in the west of Ireland. So there's an abundance of opportunities in the area, with companies like Johnson & Johnson, Merit Medical, Transition Optical, Sigmar, Lotus Works, some of the largest employers in the world are based in the west of Ireland, and they're all seeking new talented people to join their organisations.
And would they say, like, you have a big pharma company, and they would employ people of all levels, from administration to science, across that?
Yes. So it depends on the company at the time. Each of the companies would have a different recruitment drive for different divisions. So really it depends. But in general, there will be jobs for everybody. What we find is that because we get such a cross-section of companies exhibiting at our events, you find that there's all sectors represented.
Yeah, and I suppose that's important, because you don't want people to turn up if there isn't anything there for them.
No,
but then at the same time, you don't want people to miss out on opportunities that would be there, you know, that they'd have in their head, oh, sure, that's only the high-tech jobs, there'd be nothing there for me, or that's only administration or something like that, there'd be nothing there for me. So there would be something across the board in that sense.
Exactly, yes. So there's a broad cross-section of jobs available from all of the different disciplines. And it's not just jobs we have there, because we also have a full day of exciting talks and seminars delivered by industry experts and the people from these companies themselves. And we also have free CV and career advice. We have a team of qualified guidance counsellors who will be in attendance on the day. So if people aren't really sure what they want to do, or if they're at a crossroads in their career and they want advice as to how to develop themselves or what direction they should go in, we have a team of career advisors there who can give that free advice. And it's all free of charge on the day as well.
Yeah, because that's actually very handy, or even like the help with the CVs and doing cover letters. Because often you could be in a situation where you see a job advertised and you think, I could really do that job. I know the work, I could do that perfectly. But how to portray that on paper to actually get to the first step to get the interview.
Exactly. And that is a real fear that some people have. They're not really sure how to make that first impression. And that's actually why we always recommend that people attend our events, because it's the one opportunity you're going to get to meet a decision maker or a recruiter in a face-to-face environment.
Yeah, I mean, so there is the possibility that just by your turning up, they've seen your face before they get your CV, and they've kind of, first impressions are very important, and companies may have seen you there and they actually advise you then to go ahead and apply. That's a possibility.
Yes.
It's probably not that strong, but it's still there.
Well, look, I think it is very valuable, you know. So for example, all of these companies will bring along the people who make the decisions to these fairs, because, you know, we would get thousands of people through the door, sometimes 3,500 to 4,000. And for people who are recruiting, it's a golden opportunity for them to meet people. And I suppose if you look at it in its simplest form, when you have that face-to-face conversation with the employer, or the prospective employer, or the person who's going to make the decision within the company, when you're following up next week with your CV, you're actually following up on the conversation you had with them, as opposed to sending a blind CV. I think the problem these days is that, I guess because of the recession, because there were so many people sending CVs, employers have fallen into a habit of not replying to a lot of CVs.
Yeah.
So if, from the meeting you've had at the expo, if you're able to follow up on the conversation you had, and if the person has an idea they've met you, and if they put the face to the name, and even if you made an impression on them, that will put you very far ahead of somebody who they've never heard of in the process. So that's why we always recommend coming along, and you know, and to have that face-to-face meeting with the decision maker.
Yeah. And now, we'll just remind people, when is it actually on and where?
So it's on at the Galway Racecourse. It's our first time being at the racecourse, so we're looking forward to it. Quite a prestigious location. And it's Saturday, 16th of February. And it's on from 10 till 4, Saturday, 16th of February.
Yeah, so it's a couple of weeks away, so people may want to put a reminder on their phones or something like that. Now, do you need to book to go, or can you just turn up, or how does that work?
So you can go onto our website, which is jobsexpo.ie, and you can register for free admission. So that's what we always recommend, because it can become quite busy when you're coming in. And if you register for free, you also get access to the seminars and the CV and career clinic. So it's jobsexpo.ie. Just click on the register button and it's free admission.
Yeah. So you'd be better off doing that. I mean, if you did just turn up, if you'd forgotten about it or whatever, and you just turned up, you would be able to get in, but you mightn't get into the seminars.
Yeah. Maybe you'd find that if there's a queue to get in and you haven't registered, it could just take you a little bit longer to get in.
To get in.
And that's why we always recommend registering.
Yeah, and I suppose if there's limited places in any of the seminars, those with the ticket to get in will, of course, get in first.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, Kevin, thank you very much. Just one other thing. You've been running this now, you say it's the third year.
So this is the third year we've been in Galway, and it's our fifth event.
Yeah. So has there been much change in the calibre of people that are, or is there more or less people actually going in looking for work now? Like, have you seen a difference in the employment status?
We certainly have seen the difference on the national level. We've run the Jobs Expo in Dublin since 2011 and in Cork since 2013, and then we began to run it in Galway 3 years ago. So we wouldn't really have seen that much of a difference in people in Galway, because we're running them 2017, 2018, 2019. But certainly on the national level, because we're almost at full employment now.
Yeah.
It means that there's much more demand for skilled professionals. Whereas if you go back to 2012, there were lots and lots of people who were looking for work, and there weren't as many vacancies. So what you now find is that employers are having to provide extra benefits for prospective employees to try to tempt them from other companies. But what has really become a factor is that the benefits that can be provided, in particular by companies in the west of Ireland, is that it's a different lifestyle than in Dublin or certainly other parts of the country. And that's appealing to a lot of people. And what you find now is that employers are much more conscious of the need to offer additional benefits that go beyond just a salary package. So that's where you start seeing things like, you know, people having fitness facilities, people being able to work from home, you know, and being given flexible hours. And you see this thing where companies are really trying to push the benefits of life in the west of Ireland over and above
because there's a lot of problems in Dublin with the housing and that. I know myself, I have a son working in Dublin, and he would have been like 6 weeks or so kind of living out of a hostel, coming home every weekend until he could actually get an apartment. And it's not quite as bad as that in Galway, even though it's not brilliant in Galway either, but it's not quite that bad. And that would be one of the advantages to getting companies, even more companies, to the west.
So that is a factor. That and many other
salaried factors.
Non-monetary factors.
So I suppose for the person looking for work, that's the thing they need to keep in mind as well, is to be asking, you know, what can you offer me? Why should I go to your company rather than another company? It's kind of turned its head on the fact of, please, please give me a job. But, you know, what can you offer me? Why should I work for you?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, thank you very much for coming on and talking to us. We'll probably try and remind people nearer the time to make sure that they do get registered and that to go in, into it.
Okay.
And I hope we wish
brilliant.
All the success. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you very much. Very nice to talk to you. Thank you.
And you. Bye now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, it does seem that now, with full employment or near full employment, that it's the companies that need to vie for you to go for them rather than you begging to get the job. But if you are looking for something and you're looking for something different, and maybe even there's a point that Kevin pointed out there, if you're working or you have somebody working in Dublin or Cork or further away, maybe now this is an opportunity that maybe they might like to get a bit closer to home. And maybe if they have the Saturday off and that, they could go look in there as well. Anyway, it's always, if you're looking for work, especially he seems to think in the pharma and the IT industries, but then those industries do have plenty of scope within the companies. But I suppose that's what GALWAY's about nowadays, which is very good to see.